Last time we had the zuchus of hearing from Rabbi Howard, so I introduced him and he said that this is really his place, this is his shul. So why am I introducing him to his shul? So I'll just give some divrei hakdama, just lechvoidai. We know that the Megillah says at the end of the Megillah that Mordechai was Motzei L'Roi V'Chov. And the Taz, the Bavusta Taz, says, Motzei L'Roi V'Chov. So the Gemara says, because Pirish Mimena Sanhedrin, because the Maisa, he had to be Meister Nefesh when Mordechai was Meister Nefesh. So that means he had to leave the Beis Medrash to help Klal Yisrael. That was perhaps the greatest part of Mordechai's Mesiras Nefesh. We see during the Tzara, Mordechai was a Magid Shir. They were learning Maseches Menachos. Then after Elochaira, he was dealing with the courts, he was dealing with the politicians, he was dealing with everything he had to deal with. That's part of the greatest Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, we have this chus to hear from someone who's Mamash Moser Nefesh, Bein Begufoy, Bein B'Mesiras Nafshoy, to give up for Klal Yisrael, so we could sit in a Gan Eden and be able to sit and learn a whole day. People that are on the front lines, able to take care of all Klal Yisrael's needs, the Mordechais that are able to be Moser Nefesh, Pshuta Kimashmo for Klal Yisrael, so it's a covet to be able to hear some Divrei Torah.
I want to say two things as Hakdama. First of all, when I came in, one of the Chashev Avreichim said, a chazoka. Right? Because I think this is the third time I'm saying a shir. So now, remember, it's a chazoka. Next time, we don't need an introduction. Which is
he has a chazoka for an introduction.
But the introduction strikes home. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to be a rav for many years. And I was zeichet to, you know, I think I gave between 25 and 30 shiurim every week. Like, it was like, I mean, some of them were short, some of them were long, some of them were dafyomi. And it's not like that anymore for me. And so part of why I love davening here and being here is to be in such a makom Torah. And this is the Gan Eden Ba'olam Hazeh, and thank you for letting me in. Thank you for letting me in. Main Yonah Diyuma, Bezos Hashem, a week from yesterday is the Yontif of Purim that we all know is the Yontif of Kimu v'Kiblu. The Gemara, the well-known Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, which says that when we were Mekabel the Torah originally, Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, we were compelled, whatever that means, literally, figuratively, the mountain, Har Sinai, was held over us, and we accepted the Torah, but we accepted the Torah Ki'ilu v'Oynes. And then, Kimu v'kiblu, Mikan Moedo Rabbal Yairai. So we had the ability to say a disclaimer that we didn't really want it. But then, May Avas Hanes Shenasalem, in the words of Rashi, because of the love of the miracle of Purim, whatever exactly that means, Klal Yisrael was then, we were Makabel, the Torah Baratza. And we have to understand, what does this mean? What happened? What did we say? We went back and we said, you know, last time, we were in Kabbalat Bal Korchai, but now we're saying we really want it. That was the kimu v'kiblu. Pashut pshat is pashut pshat, and pashut pshat in kimu v'kiblu is what the pasuk says, and that is that Klal Yisrael was makabel a mitzvah. Kimu v'kiblu, what the pasuk goes on to say, of course, is that we were makabel aleihem v'al zaram. They were makabel on themselves and on their descendants, to be chagig, the Yom Tov of Purim. We were mekabel upon ourselves a mitzvah. And by being mekabel upon ourselves a mitzvah, somehow that transformed the ganzkeit, the entirety of the Kabbalah Satorah of Klal Yisrael. We were mekabel the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. We were mekabel the associated mitzvahs of Yemei HaPurim HaElu, of these days of Purim. Klal Yisrael was mekabel that beratzai. And this is the nakuda, the point which I want to spend the few minutes that we have to speak about, to understand as a central point of the Avodah of Purim, but one which, of course, like the Avodah of every Yom Tov, is not just Purim, but it's impactful and it has reverberations, echoes, throughout the whole framework of Avodas Hashem of a Jew. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, it's a very famous pasuk, Perek Chavtes, pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk in Yeshayahu is one which we often cite, and it's quoted by Harishainim, Vacharainim, you know, regularly, when it speaks about the challenge which we have, which is not a new challenge. We speak about it a lot now. People write about it and speak about it now. But it's not a new challenge, the challenge which is as old as the Nevi'im. What's the challenge? What the Pasuk describes. Vayomer Hashem, Yam kinigash ha'om azeh, b'fiv uvisfosav kibduni, v'libay richak mimani, v'ati irosem aysi mitzvah sanoshim ulumada. The Navi speaks about the fact that there's an externality, there's a chitzainius to our Havayda, and there is a lack, perhaps, of a pnimius. There's lack of a heart and soul. We nigash, right? The simple pshat in the pasuk is we step forward prominently. We're demonstrative. We honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our mouths, with our lips. But libay richak mimeni. The heart isn't there. And the Yiras Hashem, our fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mitzvas anoshim milumada. It's routine. It's habit. We do it with habit, we do it without feeling, without passion. It's an old issue, and one again which everybody discusses all the time. Where's the passion? Where's the hearts? Where are we in terms of our Yiddishkeit? There's a terminology which is used here. There's a phrase which is used by the Radak when he approaches this pasuk, approaches ironic. Nigash. Right, the first Yan ki nigash ha'om azeh. So the Radak brings that there's really a shaila in the mikra of this word. Is it nigash, which is the way we translated it a moment ago, like vayigash, right? We come forth, we present, we project, or is it with a sin? Yan ki nigas ha'om hazeh. And what's the term nigas? Like you have seif parsha shmois. V'hanoigsim otzim ba'am. A noiges is one who puts pressure. And nigas ha'am hazeh is that the people are pressured. They are forced. They are forced. And because they are forced, they're doing it out of feeling forced, feeling compelled. Libam, their heart is not with me. Listen to the words of the Radak as he introduces that girsa. And he says as follows, Ki misha eina oisa ele masha mitzuva levad, ve'eina moisif me'atzmoi, eina oisa adover me'cheftzai u'me'ritzoinai. A person who does only that which they are instructed and commanded to do, and doesn't add of their own, they're not doing it with chefetz and ratzon. When you are just obedient, when you are responding to a command and an instruction, and that's all, that's the framework of the Avodah, and there's no taisif, there's no doing more in it, so then it will fall victim to this, that it's not going to be external, and there's not going to be within it a lave. This is an idea, you know, we know, of course, we understand, that the framework, you know, Chazal followed the Torah. The Torah, as everybody knows, that Medrash, which is brought in the Ein Yankiv, and so on and so forth, that nobody knows exactly where the Medrash is, that one of the Klolim, Batayrah, Zakeves Echot Tasa Abayke, Zakeves Hasheni Tasa Beinu Arboim, routine, regular, that my day and your day is punctuated by Shachris and Mincha and Mariv, is invaluable. We're people that we have, because of that, a Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. But we understand that at the same time, that creates its own Nisayan. It creates its own Nisayan that we struggle. Did I daven? Or didn't I daven? Sorry, it just popped into my head, but my son told me an amusing story. He said a chaver of his was davening Mariv for the Amud. on Leil Rosh Chodesh, and his friend is a terribly absent-minded person. So they got up to Shemoneh Esrei, and nobody clapped Yalav Yavai. And he remembered that it was Rosh Chodesh. So he clapped Yalav Yavai. And then, as he's starting Shemoneh Esrei, he says, I don't understand. How could it be? I'm the absent-minded person. How is it that everybody else forgot and I remembered? And then he realized he davened Maariv already. We have that problem. Did we or didn't we? The lave, you know, to be able to have it there as part of the tefillah, a routine, to some degree creates a shell and a structure, but the structure doesn't necessarily have what's within it. Says the Radak, you have to add something. And Chazal be'emes say this when it comes to tefillah. What does it say in the Gemara in Brachas? Kolo eisa tefilosei kva ein tefilosei tachanunim. And the Gemara says, okay, so how do you resolve this? How do you solve the problem of eisa tefilosei kva? So the Gemara says what is the problem? That he's not mechadesh badover. A person has to be mechadesh something in his tefillah. Chazal taras, in each bracha, you are able to add something. So how could it be that we're going to daven now atochaynei l'adam das, and we're busy, we're working on a deal, or on a case, or on a project, and we're trying to do it, and we just say atochaynei l'adam das. How could it be that we don't take the opportunity, l'chadish badover, to say, today I'm working on this. And you sometimes feel, you know, the mind wanders during davening. So you say, oh, let me forget about that. Let me come back to davening. Don't forget about it. Bring it back. It wandered to what's on my mind, so what I'm working on. So let me be misfollow for it. Let me say, okay, it wandered to this. It wandered to the shidduch. It wandered to the house. It wandered to whatever it is. Let me be misfollow for this thing. L'chadesh bo'davar. That's what Chazal said. That's, in a certain sense, the resolution of the problem. The Maharal writes in several places. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, Chadoshim Gam Yishanim Daidi Tzafanti Loch. I think it's a Gemara in Erevin. Chadoshim Gam Yishanim Daidi Tzafanti Loch. So the Gemara says, what's Chadoshim and Yishanim? Was the Torah Pa'amim Nitna? Was the Torah given at different times? They're all of the same vintage. And Chazal say that they are Divrei Torah and Divrei Seifrim. Divrei Torah are the Yishanim. They came from Har Sinai. Divrei Seifrim, the Chidushim of Chazal, the Takanais of Chazal, are the Chadoshim. They're relatively new. And Chazal say, Chavivin, right? The Divrei Seifrim, the Chadoshim, are extra precious. Says the Maral. And that's why it says, Daidi. Why? Because you don't get to be called beloved, the beloved, in a connection of that kind of yedidus, of daidi tzafanti lach, unless you go beyond what you were told. When Chazal said, the Rabban Shem told us what to do. He told us at Har Sinai, he gave us taryag mitzvahs. But we feel that now we have to do something more. We have to add something to it. That is what demonstrates Ava. That's an expression of Ava. That is what itself transforms. And again, in the words of the Radak, that if you just satisfy yourself with what you are told, then the element of Ava isn't there. The Mesilas Yesharim writes it when he writes the Biur Midas HaChasidus. What does it mean, Midas HaChasidus? And he says that Chasidus is Ashrei Mi Shamala B'Torev Eisa Nachas Ruach LeYitzrei. And he says, but whenever you have people who love each other, who love each other, they don't satisfy themselves with just doing what the other person or the other party in the relationship told them. But they want to see, what's the rutzain of the person? What would they like? How can I take it further? That's chasidus. Chesed is to do beyond. That's that madrega. That's that level of adding within the relationship. Adding within the relationship. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu is that what happened in the story of Purim wasn't that Klal Yisrael went back and said, you know, once we had a mountain over our heads, but now without a mountain over our heads, we want the same thing. what Kal Yisrael did was they were Maisav and Mitzvah. What does it say in the Gemara in Megillah? Mem Ches Neviim v'Sheva Neviyas Amdu Lahem Yisrael. There were 48 men who were Neviim and 7 women who were Neviyas, and they stood for the Jewish people. V'loy Haysifu, V'loy Pichasu, V'loy Haysifu Davar. They didn't take away anything. They didn't add anything until Mikra Megillah. This was the first time that there was an addition that Klal Yisrael did, that Klal Yisrael instituted, and that was a siman that it wasn't enough, that we had to do more, that we wanted to do more. Something happened, and we want to express it, and that means that now my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my relationship to mitzvahs, isn't just I'm doing what I'm told. It's not just kafa aleim har kegigis, but it's ratzon. It's that I want, that there's a connection, a desire, a passion which is brought to bear. And that transforms the whole yachas that the person has, the whole yachas that the person has to Torah. It could be, I say this b'derech esher because this is a question that kvar doshu barabim, and there are many ways to approach this question. But you know that we have this interesting thing. So there was this day, Yud Gimel Adar, which was supposed to be open season, Rachmanu Litzlan, on the Jewish people, and it couldn't be taken back, so we got permission to defend ourselves, to fight back, and we did it, and we did it successfully. And then we come, then Esther and Mordechai come before Achashverosh, Mashe Elasech, Yinasein Loch, and what's the great request? That in Shushan, they should have one more day. They should have one more day. And from that, we have that the next day was the day of resting in Shushan, so that becomes Shushan Purim. Why? What was it? Why did they need that? What was the idea of that one more day? So perhaps it's exactly this. It's a kimu v'kiblu. On the first day, when Klal Yisrael got together, we had no choice but to get together. It was the ultimate kfiyah. They were going to kill us. We had to stand up to defend ourselves. We had to introduce in the Purim itself that Klal Yisrael is not just reacting, that Klal Yisrael is also acting, proactive, that we're also choosing to do something. That perhaps has to become part of the fabric of what happens. And that's the transformation of Purim. That's what Purim is supposed to be. That we're not just doing it because we feel controlled and compelled, that there's something that we have to do, but it's something that we want from within ourselves. It's not on the outside. It's from the inside. And of course, that's also what is expressed in what is a prominent feature of the Yontav of Purim. A prominent feature of the Yontav of Purim, which when we speak of this feature, we can quote the Gemara early in the first parak, wherever it is, Daf Hey of in Chai Vinishli Sumei Bepuria, Ad Leyala Beinor Hamel of Aruch Mordechai. But we really should start with the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Maseches Megillah, when it says, Bayem Hashvi, Ketayv Leib HaMelech Bayoyin, on the seventh day of the Mishteh, when the king's heart was gladdened by wine, and Frek the Gemara, Hashta Leitov Libe Bechamra, it took 7 days for him to get that gladdened heart. Omar Rava said, Yem Hashvi Shabbos Hoya. It's Yem Hashvi, it's Shabbos. She Yisrael Eichlin V'Shoysin. Klal Yisrael, on Shabbos we eat and we drink. And then what happens? Maschilin b'divrei Torah v'divrei tishbachis. What comes out are words of Torah and zmiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol evdei kechavim sh'eichlin v'shoysin en maschilin ella b'divrei tiflus. But look what happened when they were eichel v'shoysa. The chance, the opportunity of mechayev initially v'sumei b'puria is to show this. Is to show how a yid is when he celebrates Divrei Torah and Shireis V'Sishpachais. And what is it? Because everyone knows, you and I, all of us, right now, when I'm standing in front of you, it's blindness. It's not that I was forced to come here, but I'm on my best behavior, more or less. right? Like we're behaving, we're doing what's supposed to, what we're supposed to do in front of each other, and that posture of being forced doesn't necessarily show through and through what's inside. There's a chitzanius here. There's a chitzanius in all of us in our interactions when we daven. There's a chitzanius which is there, and it's the fiv ubisvasav. Where do you get to see libam? Where do we get to see libam? What happens with the yoyin is that a person is uninhibited. They're uninhibited. We take away from ourselves personally the kfir. And then we have a chance to show what the baratzin is. What's there underneath? What we would do if we weren't trying to play along. If we weren't trying to do it. That's why there's nothing that's more disturbing on Purim than a falsha shikr. You know, a person who's like, they seem like they're right? What we want to see is genuineness. That's the whole thing. That we're supposed to move beyond the pretend, the structures, which is how we relate to Kabbalah Satayra Ba'inus. Kabbalah Satayra Ba'inus is not a mountain over our head. It's a society looking at us. It's expectations which come from the outside where we feel like we're playing along to somebody else's thing instead of feeling part of it. And it's, again, it's not a new problem. It's not a new problem. It's as old as Ishayo and older. It's normal. And it's a challenge. And it's a challenge that we have to overcome. But here we have the pathway to a solution to the challenge. The pathway is, don't just do what you're told. We have to do what we're told. We need the basic. But tzorich lechadesh boi davar. And tzorich lechadesh boi davar doesn't mean something dramatic. It doesn't mean some new strange hanhaga or some new thing we're going to start doing. Tzorich lechadesh boi davar is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give me the das to deal with this challenge that I'm in the middle of. Sim shalom tovo vracha vaskeit on in klal yisrael rabbeinu shalom. I say this every day already for since miyoyim amdi al dati, but today, you know, I don't know, I feel like a need for it more than anything else. That's lachadish badavar. That's mechayev a heart. And just as in the story of Purim with a simple kimu vekiblu that we were makabel upon ourselves a new mitzvah, a kriyas hamegillah, that transformed the entire Kabbalah satire because it showed we weren't just doing what we were told, but we're being maisif something from our own. That makes the whole thing me'ava. And that's what makes it us, instead of just a result, an expression of our submitting to external structures and expectations. We should be zeicha. Kol echad ve'echad meitanu, ourselves, our children, everyone, Klal Yisrael, that this ava should be able to come through, that we should do beratzayim, we should be mechadesh badavar, we should be finding frishkeit, new things in our avoda, not dramatic, just always there, always making sure that the lev is awake, and we should demonstrate. We should demonstrate. Shabbos Hayish Yisrael Eichlin Ushaisin Maschilin B'Divrei Torah U'V'Divrei Tishbachis. What it looks like when Klal Yisrael rejoices. What comes out should come out from our mouths. Divrei Torah should come out from our mouths. Shirais V'Tishbachis Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu.